Welcome back. You're listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And when people are going through retirement, they're at a certain point in their life, they're like, maybe I'm living in a place that's too big, or maybe I need to right-size my home or downsize my home. What the heck do you do? We've got Cindy Beaudet, owner, Destination Seniors Downsizing. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. So people are going through this change. They're realizing their home might be too big, or they may not be able to take care of it like they used to. What does someone have to do when they start thinking about maybe downsizing?
Well, I think that the first thing they have to do, Faisal, is they have to know where their next transition is going to be. Because it doesn't, if they're not going to stay in the house, they have to be able to take the stuff that they really, really want with them. So that's the most important thing. If they're going to stay in the house, you want to downsize a little bit, but why? You got all that room you don't need to at the time. But you want to make things easier for your family as well. So first of all, most important thing is finding about where you're going first. Once you've made that decision, then you can start looking at, okay, I can't take all this stuff with me. What are the most important things that I have to take? And that does not include the 10-foot sofa.
That's got to be tough, because I'm just imagining, let's say, my father living alone in a bungalow in Calgary, and he may at some point need to move to a different location, a smaller location. And for him to go through all of his stuff and decide what to keep and whatnot, that would be a very challenging process, because there's a lot of sentimental value in stuff that he's just... I think he's hoarded for years, but that's a different story. How do you make people feel that they're not losing everything when they're downsizing?
Well, I explain to people, you don't buy that furniture 20 or 30 years ago to think that one day you're going to sell it and make money. So yeah. That's the first thing people have to kind of get around, that maybe it's time that they buy a few things that will fit in the new place. But I always tell people, this is the most important thing, even when I do it, I'm going to buy myself a memory. If I'm on holidays, I'm going to buy myself a memory so that in 30 years, I'm going to look at that small little Eiffel Tower I bought and go, wow, I remember we had that in France. Yeah. So it's the pictures, it's the family pictures, it's all the little memories they've picked up along the way that are the most important things. And I always tell people, I'll look around their house and I'll say, oh, that piece, that little sofa table would be perfect. We'll put it in the front door and put all the kids' grad photos on it with a lamp. They come in, drop their keys, boom, there you go. So each room that they walk into is a memory. Hmm. And, people have to go through, even the kids don't want to do it all because the parents will never listen to their children, right? Because even though their kids are 60, they're still their kids. Yeah. So you have to look at it and say, okay, Dad, how about you go through the second bedroom? Nobody uses it, and let's see what's in there. And if it's just linens, let's donate them.
Okay.
And then once you have done a room, close the door, don't go back in, and don't put anything else in there. That is the key, right? So you want to make sure that they're not taking paperwork that is, 10 years old. I just got rid of... my files to shredding last week. I just went through everything.
Okay.
So that's all done. I don't have to do them for another 2 years.
So would you say step one is start to purge?
Purge, absolutely.
Okay.
And
okay.
Don't try to unload it to your family, because they don't want it. And quite frankly, the grandchildren don't want it either.
Oh, that's
but there
my
are
dad.
Things that they would like, like maybe the baseball that they got when they went to the baseball game in some city that they went on a family trip. Sure, those are great memories to have, but purging is really important. And I don't say throw it away, because I'm not a believer of throwing stuff away, but somebody else would love to have it. So if you have a picture that's not going to fit, see if a friend you can gift it to them.
Yeah.
And that gifting is really good, and it makes both parties feel so good.
Yeah, I find that, I have my father will come visit and see my kids, and he'll drop off something for them, usually a treat.
Yep.
And then he'll drop something off for me, something that he's kept in the home for so many years. And that, here's a hat that I wore in the 70s, Faisal, and here you go. And I'm like, I don't need this hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he's purging my visit.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so that happens on his end.
Yeah.
So step one, start to purge. What should he do next? Because I don't like this dripping of purging coming to my home. What should he do next?
Well, next thing, a clear bag. We always use a clear bag. bag when everything that's going to charity. So try to say to him, you know, Dad, there are so many people that could use this stuff. Why don't you help them? I don't need any stuff. And if you could say, you know, charity, you know, begins at home, that's fine, I've got everything. But there are so many people in Calgary, tough times, that could really would love this stuff. And then once you get them buying in on that, I think it'll be a lot easier. But again, you know, it's always, you know, I always like to say, you know, when I did my mom's, I did my sister's, you know, I've done everybody. And I'll go in and say, okay, look, you've got all this stuff. Let's see what you got. Okay, there's a dealer that will buy this. There's, you got gold, you got old watches, you've got stuff that you didn't know had any value. You know, we help people with telling them, oh, yeah, this does have value. I'll send somebody over and say, hey, look, they got a bunch of old memorabilia. They come with cash and they want to buy it. That money goes directly to Dad. So you got to look at those things, too, because everybody has stuff in their home that does have value that they don't really believe they do, like a coin collection, a stamp collection. They might have mid-century modern items. They might have, you know, I had a client that had bought his first watch for $25. It was a Rolex. He had no idea what the value of it was. when he passed away, it was sold.
Yeah.
You know, so you look at those things. I mean, not everything has value, but there are certainly things that do have value. And if they do want to get rid of it and they want to make a little money, there's lots of different ways of going about it.
And so many times a person will look at their home and they'll say, okay, I need to purge. I know I want to downsize my home. But this is overwhelming. People kind of get paralysis from analysis of what's in their home.
Yeah.
Now you offer a service. You do this for a living.
That's right.
What's the benefits of having someone like you come on board, and how long does that process take for an average home that has to be downsized or purged and so forth?
Well, typically, we like to see a client start in kind of one area of where they find it to be the most onerous. That's usually the basement, and that can be hard. But because we are the unobjective third party, we don't have any skin in the game, and we're not going to hurt their feelings and say, you know, this has to be taken care of or whatever. So I sit down with them, and I will negotiate with them. And that's the most important thing, negotiating with them to say, hey, this is really great. Don't you think that maybe the high school would like these instruments? Oh, yeah, that's a great idea, Cindy. So we look at lots of different ways of how we can move stuff around, but people really, I would say before they downsize, they have to have a place of where they're going to go, because that's the light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah. Once they figure out, okay, I'm going from 2,500 square feet to 1,200 square feet, now you can figure out what you're going to take, and everything else then after that is a negotiation. Yeah. It is onerous, but having an unobjective third party come in is really good, because A, you take the heat off the family, and B, they're not going to, you know, they're not going to be yelling at you or anything like that, because they understand. I do this every week with somebody. So I've got a lot of really great ideas, and I kind of put them at ease, and that makes it simpler for them.
Yeah, so in some cases, people have already purchased their next property, their next home they're moving down to. Now they're on the clock.
Right.
Now they're on the clock. So give me an idea, or maybe in your experience, how quickly can someone going from a 2,500-square-foot home filled with stuff go to 1,200? Like, what's the turnaround time in that?
Usually, for us, we pack them, sort them, get them over there in 2 days.
Wow.
Pictures are hung, TVs are mounted.
Wow.
Everything's done. Then it takes us about 5 days to clean out a house.
Okay.
Once we do that, we pack everything for charity. Once we've made sure the family has taken absolutely everything, and we'll get mom and dad come back to the house before we start the transition of removing everything from the house, we'll say one more walkthrough, make sure you've got whatever you want, because after that, it's either being sold, it's going to charity, or if it's just El Crapola, broken tables or chairs with only three legs, it's going in the dump. Yeah. Once they've done that, signed off a piece of paper, go for it, that's exactly what we do. We usually takes about a day and a half, 2 days, to get the house packed up, all the charity to the drop to charity, any dump items going to the dump, all chemicals to the fire hall, everything like that. Then we do a heavy clean, which is for real estate, and clean home sell.
Yeah.
So usually it takes us 5 days.
There you go. Okay. And if someone wants to get a hold of you to walk through this process with them, how do they get in touch with you?
Seniorsdownsizing.ca is our website. And anything that we sell for the client, we take no commission. We're the only company out there like that. Yeah. Every dime we find or whatever goes exactly right to them.
Look at that. Cindy, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Faisal.
We've been joined by Cindy Beaudette, owner of Destination Seniors Downsizing. This is a very interesting trend that's happening. She's getting busier and busier as more people are looking at downsizing in their homes because of the aging population. You know what else is a concern for the aging population? Having income for the rest of their lives. And so we want to talk about how do you securitize your income throughout your retirement? How do you bulletproof your retirement so you can handle the issues of healthcare, maybe downsizing, passing on your wealth to the next generation? We're going to talk about all these topics on Tuesday, February 18th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com. That's the end of our show today. I want to thank all of our guests and thank you for listening. Join us up next week. You've been listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.